Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from New Dimensions Resources and the president and CEO, Eric Roth. I chatted with Eric, at the beginning of May to introduce this company as the deal had just closed and it was now trading on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NDR. For anyone who missed that intro interview, I will post a link below so that you can go back and get an understanding, a recap of what this company is all about. And just a quick little note, the company has the Mariana projects that are in Argentina. They are now in this company and Eric is, working on exploring these projects. And this is outlined more by the news that came out on June 5th that talks about drilling commencing on the high-grade gold and silver targets at Las Calandrias and Las Cisneas. Eric, please just take us through the drill program that's going to be underway.
Yeah, thanks, Corey, and great to be back. Thanks for the invitation. Yes, look, in terms of the drill program that we've just kicked off, your listeners would probably have seen the press release on the 5th of June, where we did talk about the drilling that would go forward here. Really, it's 5,000 meters of diamond drilling on four high-grade targets, and most of them are gold targets. There's also one high-grade silver target. But really, the focus for us is just to look at high-grade resources, new high-grade discoveries on these properties. And keeping in mind, the properties are 100% owned by New Dimension, so they are all ours. But really, the targets are at Las Calandrias. We have 3,500 meters of that 5,000 meters is destined for there. The priority target for us there will be extending the current resource. So there is actually a small high-grade resource at what we call the Calandria Norte vein system, and also testing two other new high-grade targets. One is Morena, the other one is Refugio. And the other target, of course, is Los Cisnes, which is the high-grade silver target. We'll drill about 1,500 meters there, and that's located to the south of Yamana's Cerro Moro operation. So, as I say, 5,000 meters of drilling, we've basically kicked off with that now, and we look forward to keeping the market informed over the coming months with results as they come to hand.
Eric, can you share with us the overall drilling depth? How deep are you planning on going? Because from what I understand, this is just kind of getting your feet under you, potentially expanding the resource, but still testing out some of these targets.
Yeah, that's correct, Corey. Look, most of the drilling on these projects is relatively shallow. So most of the holes are within the first 200 meters from surface. A deep hole for us here at this project would be beyond 200 meters. But a lot of the drilling is actually within the first 100 meters. And then most of it is to about 200 meters depth. So we're not talking about deep targets. These are targets that are very, very close to surface.
Okay, so we will obviously follow along as some of the drill results come out, but first and foremost, you do need to actually get the core out of the ground and over to the assay lab. Let's talk a little bit about the area that these projects are in the Santa Cruz province in Argentina. You posted a couple figures with that recent news release, and figure one just shows a map and the New Dimension claims, as well as the other mines in the area. It's quite an active area. Can you share with us some of the developments that have been happening in this province?
Yeah, sure. Look, these projects, they're all located in a province. It's the Santa Cruz province, but geologically it's known as the Deseado Massif. And this has been an area that's been very active for the last, 20, 30 years. And in fact, it's a relatively new district in the sense of the first discoveries were actually here in the 1990s. And the first mine to be built was AngloGold Cerro Vanguardia operation. So this is sheep grazing countryside. There's very few people out here, and it's still a relatively new terrain. There were no historical mines on this area. But what we've seen in the last couple of years, certainly there's been a much improved business environment in Argentina. These are great deposits because they're relatively small, high-grade, when I say small, up to sort of multi-million-ounce high-grade deposits, which have relatively low capex, is good cash flow and very quick paybacks. So that's the attractiveness of the targets we're looking at here. If I look at near us, in the last 6 months, probably the major developments, we've had Cerro Moro, Yamana's operation, has now come into full production. They had their first doré pour around the end of April. And we have a mine just on the southern edge of the Calandria claim block, which is called Don Nicolas. And that, again, is another gold-silver mine, which was just commissioned in December last year. So so we've seen a lot of activity in terms of building mines. And also, too, I guess regionally, if I look at Santa Cruz is in an interesting situation right now where there is a lot of plant or processing plant capability. And I think in the future for us, that's a really good signal because obviously first prize for us is to find another Cerro Moro. So first prize would be 1 to 2 million ounces of high-grade gold-silver mineralization. But on any of the properties, should we find something smaller, we know that there are plants already operating in the district. So it's nice to know that even a smaller discovery can be very beneficial to shareholders here because we do have options in terms of how we process these projects going forward.
So, Eric, I find it interesting that, yes, there are some mines that have been in production for a while and even some mines that are going to be running out of ore in the somewhat near future, but there's these two projects, Don Nicolas and Cerro Moro, and Cerro Moro you were very active in. That came over from Xstore. These are new startup mines. We're not seeing a ton of new mines being started up right now because of, quite frankly, the fact that the majors and Yamana own Cerro Moro. They had to really scale back on a lot of their spending. They took on too many uneconomic projects. To me, it actually speaks volumes about these two projects that are very close to your claims. They're being started up now. Can you maybe explain to us why these projects are still going through because of potentially the high grade or the low capex, or is it a blend of both of those factors?
Yeah, it's a blend of all of those factors, Corey. As I mentioned at the beginning, the attractiveness of these high-grade, these are actually vein-type systems, so they tend to be relatively small in terms of volume, but very high-grade. So the advantage is when you actually make a discovery and have to build a plant, they're generally very modest-sized plants. So what happens in the case of Cerro Moro and also Don Nicolas is that they're, as I say, they're relatively compact ore bodies, good grades. And the idea is that with a small capex, you obviously get you can build the mine, get up and running. You have good cash flow because of the high grades, and also the advantage is you have a quick payback on the projects. And really, that's really what you want. And that's why the Deseado Massif or the Santa Cruz province is so popular with particularly the mid-tiers. You don't see too many of the majors around here because there aren't too many sort of 5 million plus deposits, although Cerro Vanguardia would be one, which is AngloGold's project, and also Goldcorp at Cerro Negro, which would be the two biggest discoveries. But certainly there are lots of sort of, you know, 2 to 3 million ounce discoveries. And I think, you know, those are really attractive, particularly for the mid-tiers and particularly and for junior too. Of course, they're company makers, as we saw with Xstore.
Okay, so Eric, just another quick recap, 5,000 meter drill program underway. You do have cash in the bank to fund this all and to continue to move the company forward with what you said at the tail end of our last interview, hopefully getting a resource update kind of by the end of summer or into fall, correct?
Yes, so that's correct. So what we'll do, Corey, is we'll release the results as we go over the next few months as they come to hand. The plan is for the middle of September to do a resource update. So what we want to do is we'll basically start around the Calandria Norte, the existing resource, look at the extensions that we'll be drilling in this program, add those new assays, those new results to the existing model, and basically then come up with a new resource update. So what we're looking at is mid-September, plus or minus, is to have a resource update. And as I mentioned earlier on, really the key for us is to demonstrate to the market that we do have the potential here for significant high-grade gold-silver discoveries. So the mineral resource update will just be a step along that. Obviously, with 5,000 meters, we can't test all of our targets. We still have a lot more to go, but we're really starting on the ones that we feel have the best chance short-term of adding some ounces to our resource.
Okay, Eric, one thing that we have mentioned here on this interview a couple times, and that is this high-grade component. That can mean a number of different things to investors. Can you give us your recap, what you would consider high-grade for this area?
Yes, correct, Corey. Look, from my perspective, for us, a successful program would be if we could generate or delineate more than 10 gram per ton mineralization. That's really what our target is. So when we talk about high grades, that's really what we're looking for. If we can get higher grades, even better. But if you look at most of the operations all the mines in operation currently in Santa Cruz, most of them are sort of in that 8 to 10 gram range, gram per ton gold. But you do have something like Cerro Moro too, which was such an exceptional discovery, where you basically have the mineralization or the ore that's being mined there is basically half an ounce per ton gold plus, you know, many hundreds of grams silver. So you can get very, very high grade deposits in this part of the world too. So, but for us, success would be, 10 gram per ton plus.
Okay, Eric, I appreciate the update. Again, New Dimension is traded on the Venture Exchange under the symbol NDR. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Eric, please email me directly, fleck@kereport.com. Otherwise, Eric, we will be following up with you as the drills continue to turn and as we start to get some of the results. Thanks for your time today, Eric.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate it.